Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings, save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Oh, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels go round and round. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go. People asking questions, lost in confusion. Well, tell them there's no problem, only solution. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go.
And good morning, everybody. Thursday morning, August 20th, 2015, and welcome to episode 46 of And Now for Something Completely Different. I am using what Blog Talk Radio refers to as a lo-fi method of connecting to the show, because when I tried to direct connect, it disconnected and wasn't able to reconnect. In addition to that, I've got a little dog on my lap, a little dog who has separation issues or anxiety issues, because everyone else in the house has left for a little bit of time, and later on I'm going to be going through some dog training, and I'll talk about that in the last segment of the show. So I'm talking to you with a little dog on my lap, and I am sure that he will desperately need attention, and I may have to switch my locations. All right, so anyway, that's what would an episode of this show be without some kind of interesting developments and some difficulties. This is episode 46 of Now, and Now for Something Completely Different. It's a CAB Family Enterprises-sponsored show. CAB is my family business that my wife and myself formed about a year ago. We are about retail sales and services. You can find us on our Facebook page, which is now www.facebook.com/CAB Family Enterprises. You can see our eBay store at stores.ebay.com/cabfamilyvarietystores. Our Amway store is at www.amway.com/cabfamilyenterprises. And the lovely Karen May's Avon store can be found at karenmay.avonrepresentative.com. Okay, so today's show is the usual run-through of Facebook groups, news, and events, and we'll also include updates on Cab Family Enterprises events. And in the final segment, I'm going to be talking about dealing with this little dog that's sitting on my lap, how to get him trained, the process that I'm going to go through to try to get him where he needs to be. Right now, on my lap is not the most ideal location for him. And so that's what we'll be doing today. The weather here at Cab Family Enterprises headquarters is warm, but it's cooler than it was during the heat wave that we have. There is some suggestion that we might have rain today and tomorrow. So that's about it for the weather. And let's go to our ever-popular Cook's Club segment, which always ends up being long. And let's see what's new in Cook's Club since Friday's show. Oh, and the little dog just sneezed. Bless you, little dog. Okay, so we have one new member in Cook's Club who was added by me because she requested to be added, and that is Tracy Chadwell. Welcome, Tracy, to Cook's Club. Okay, the first picture here is by Jody Wehmer. I was going to get a picture of my Swiss steak, but she forgot about it until Jim took his plate to the sink, so here's what's left of hers. Looks like it must have been pretty good because there's not a lot left on the plate. And then Brenda Mueller posted a picture of pumpkin muffins. Lo Harris posted, these are chocolate chip oatmeal cookies Joe made this afternoon. He sure is doing a lot of new things. I'm bragging on my hubby who used to say, Joe's special was hot dogs with Van de Kamp pork and beans. I'm still down for the count. The surgeon who did the gallbladder, well, I don't need to get into Lowe's health. So those are some pretty good looking cookies there. Debbie Venio Bobby posted a chocolate chip cookie picture. I posted a article about seven dark secrets of your favorite cooking TV shows. Amongst some of the things there are the items that judges who are on shows where the contestants prepare food, don't necessarily eat the food that they were prepared, but eat something, sample something else. A question was posted, has anyone ever cooked with alligator? And Peter asked the question, how do you get seeds from a basil plant? Sorry, Monty Python coming through. Jenny posted a picture. This is how I get extra veggies in. A lovely lunch of chicken ramen noodles, no chili heat with these ones, with the last bits of roast chicken courgette. Okay. Lo posting an update on her health issues. Jenny posted deviled pork steaks, cheesy mashed potatoes, homemade coleslaw, and a chunky salad. The men folk had deviled sausages and cheesy mash with spring onions in it. The pork was lush. They were quite thin steaks, so only took 25 minutes in medium oven, and were beautifully tender. Not bad for a find in the supermarket money off cabinet, and considerably lower in calories than sausages. I have to say, in response to something that Jenny said there about homemade coleslaw, that Karen makes a mean homemade coleslaw. Okay, Jody Wimmer posted coconut, chicken, thighs, curry, peas, and carrots. Jim talked me out of the summer squash. Scallions, white onion, jalapenos, roasted garlic, and extra cumin with the curry and sea milk. And then Jenny posted, our house guest tonight is terribly practiced with curry, so I made sure this one was suitably mild. Chicken and romaine with elements of coconut cream, sultanas, extra turmeric, and cinnamon, a few red lentils, and a big fat red onion, garlic, and juicy tomatoes. Scrumptious. All right, I'm going to take a break because all of a sudden my voice is trying to get a little loud, so let me play you a little Dire Straits.
We're going on a holiday now, going to take a Miller small chalet. Cost of Dell is magnifico, yeah, the cost of living so low, yeah. Gonna be so neat, dance to the Eurobeat, yeah. Gonna be so cool, twisted by the, twisted by the,
to find a cough drop to help moisten my mouth and take the little dog who was getting anxious sitting on my lap downstairs. One of the advantages to logging in and using the phone. Apparently I'm a little out of breath. So let's go back to Cook's Club. I see. Okay, well, this is the first time I've, Jenny posted, this is the first time I've made cookies and cupcake cookies at that. The dish of the day, how could I resist though? They're so adorable. Well done, Elaine Flipsky Dobler. Okay, moving on down. There's Elaine's original post. Brenda Mueller posted after I flipped it. It's a picture of a frittata. Looks pretty good. Then Jenny posted a lovely blast from the past for dinner. My version of Jamie Oliver's minced beef Wellington, as shown on her blog at Jenny Eats Well, herbbinger.blogspot.com.uk, I guess, is what it looks like. And then Jenny posted another picture of, it looks like a quiche and some kind of potato, and I think that's coleslaw. Jenny posted, we were babysitting mom's pug yesterday, so dinner was, of necessity, fairly simple. Oh, and here it is, the description of the picture above. Excuse me. Impossible quiche fitted the bill with sultana coleslaw and bacon Hasselback potatoes. And then she posted a picture of the pug. In honor of Mum, Jenny posted, I made a retro 70 peach Melba. That looks pretty good. And then Jenny also posted, Mom was back again today for Sunday dinner. Yes, with Millie. I guess Millie's the dog. And Chili Bob was in charge of dinner, which was one of my favorites, roast chicken. He definitely went to town with this one, providing not only the roast chicken, but roast potatoes, roast parsnips, Yorkshire puddings, and that which is pre-made, carrots, green beans, rum and stew, broccoli, stuffing, balls, and yummy gravy. And my sister posted a picture of bacon, which said, low-carb, gluten-free salad. Debbie posted a picture of BLT and spinach frittata. Jody posted a picture of a bonsai apple tree growing a full-sized apple. Brenda posted a picture of veggie and cheese frittata, first time. Jenny made a plea for pictures. And so I think that's about it for the Cook's Club segment for today. Let me play you a song before we go on to our next segment. Which song should I play? I forget what I played last time going into PDF. Let's play Cracker Box Palace.
Been expecting you. You're
bring such joy. Crack a box by the door. Now where you roam, no wonder it's true. While growing up, we're trying to, not knowing where to start. I looked around for someone who could help reveal my heart. Said, while you're a part of Crack-A-Box Pilots, do what the rest don't do. Or face the fact that Crack-A-Box Pilots may have no other choice than to deport you.
Box Palace by George Harrison. Let's take a look at what's new in PDS since last Friday. First of all, I added a gentleman, I believe it's a gentleman, Sajith Sukumaran, to PDS. Welcome to PDS. Okay, first thing is a post made by Jerome Kaufman, enough with the two-state nonsense. It should be clear that Israel-Palestinian conflict is the most important issue. Most important in the Middle East is and always has been a delusion. I'm reading this exactly as he's written it. With his head in the sand, review of the book, The Two-State Delusion. William posted... some people just don't know when to give up, claim a Hawaii official came forward with proof that President Obama's birth certificate is not legitimate. This was found to be false. I'm not sure who, by Snopes. Snopes found it to be false. Rich posted this, the following, a first for me. I posted this to Levin's page. While I've been studying it for years, I've been once again thinking about the birthright citizenship issue. So my thought is this, since Congress has the sole authority to determine issues of naturalization and citizenship, why submit a bill such as the King-Vitter legislation? Why not, wouldn't a joint resolution clarifying the subject of the jurisdiction clause be enough. It wouldn't require a POTUS signature, and the Supremes would have no authority to toss it. What do you think? Rich's premise is incorrect. First of all, a joint resolution of Congress requires presidential approval, and I posted that information on this comment made by this post by Rich directly from the Senate of the United States' webpage. And second, concurrent resolutions, which do not require a presidential signature, do not carry any legal impact. So that line of thinking is pointless, quite frankly. And I would be interested to see what Mark Levin said, if he has the intellectual integrity to say that it can't be done. Somehow I doubt it, knowing Levin. Okay, Steve Hunter posted, so there are two doctors running for president. William Perez posted what we all know. Trump admits he doesn't care about the American people. He's in it for himself. Steve posted an article that says attachment unavailable. Rich posted his latest Rich takes. Kevin posted he did it after all to publish a book on how to make deals. Thoughts? Experience matters. Steve Hunter posted a meme. Without deviation from the norm, progress is not possible. Frank Zappa. True enough. And so I'm going to respond. Conservatives have little to do with out-of-the-box thinking. Marsha posted something. Hillary, Bill, how long am I going to be in here? Rich posted, I heard Sheriff Clark say the same thing on cable tonight. Black Lives Matter. I don't know what the heck that's supposed to mean, but that's okay. Jetter posted a promo of his show, which I believe is tonight. And then we engaged in a discussion about the 14th Amendment text. William Perez, Bruce Major posted something about Hillary's press conference with what I deem to be a somewhat inappropriate comment, but let it slide. William Perez said this is a hilarious lip sync of the Republican debate. And then I posted stupidity runs strong in this one. Donald Trump says the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. And according to the right wing, he's a Democrat. Eyes roll, some KK member. And then there's an article about the KKK that William also posted. And so then, you should know why. They want to poison us. Why is the Monsanto person running the FDA? And why is a former Monsanto attorney sitting on the Supreme Court? Okay, so that's the end of my review of PDS. Let me head on over to the Blog Talk Radio studio. And we go to the group for the insane, and let me see what I want to play going into the group for the insane. let's play some Robert Earl Keith. Colored and he smiles when he lays down. My latest pictures of him can be seen on my homepage. He decided to come on back, so I've instead now of having him in my lap, I have him sitting on my chair with me, and that's probably as good a way as any to enter into the a review of the Group for the Insane on Facebook. Okay, so we don't have any new members this week. My sister posted a message, a meme, with a pug and its tongue hanging out. That says, me this morning. I hate the dentist. My tongue is numb. And then my sister posted, back in my days, people used to play with games with arrows on the keyboard. Steve posted, I heard this from a couple of people. They say Cutco knives are evils. I say, well, no. They are finely tuned instruments. You just have to use them properly. And I add, is a Lamborghini evil? They both said yes. No wonder there are so many people driving weaker cars. They are afraid of having skill. Okay. That's my response. Julie posted a meme. Women don't fart. They shoot tiny puffs of glitter that sound like a unicorn's laughter and smell like rainbows. Dom posted, first day of school, first day of college. My sister posted, who's the new heifer? Never seen her before. Don Limbaugh posted a Facebook ad. I'm trying to make friends outside of Facebook while applying the same principles. Therefore, every day I walk down the street and tell passerbys what I have eaten, how I feel at the moment, what I have done the night before, and what I will do later, and with whom. I give them pictures of my family, my dog, of me gardening, taking things apart in the garage, watering the lawn, standing in front of Lambarks, driving around town, having lunch, and doing what anybody and everybody does every day. I also listen to their conversations, give them thumbs up, and tell them I like them. And if it works just like Facebook, I already have 4 people following me, 2 police officers, a private investigator, and a psychiatrist. Okay. Steve Hunter, 1/50th of my brain actually followed the mythology. 2/3 of it thinks it's funny, but 1/3 of my brain has more ideas. Okay. My sister posted, dude, it's impossible. You will never fill 640 kilobytes of memory. And so that wraps up the review of the group for the insane on Facebook. Let me head back over to the Blog Talk Radio studio. And let's play a Muppet song.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Let's take a look at some Cab Family Enterprises stuff. We are an eBay. We have some items for sale, like a Bath & Body Works pocketbook, a 3-in-1 Avon Blue Stylus pen, Doctor Who 50th Anniversary Monopoly game, a Godzilla movie action figure, some light-up Christmas art, 40-watt incandescent bulbs, a pink and blue bunnies, some Avon Skin So Soft, a Lowenbrow beer painting. Where's the one that somebody has bid on? Where is it? I don't see it. If I whizzed by it in my rolling down here. I don't know why I don't see it. There's an auction item that has a bid on it, and the auction is still going on. It's a Hot Wheels train, and that's available for a bid. It's still available. As of the last time I looked this morning, 4 days left. Let's take a look at what you can find in Karen's Avon store. Avon has a wide variety of items. Right now they're offering free shipping with any order of $40 or more. For those of you who think Avon is just about women and makeup, it's not true. They have men's items. I know a couple of folks who like to purchase Avon deodorant, as an example. Let me see what else there is to tell you about. There are a host of home items. Let's see if I can get to that page. Home. Yep. Okay. Home. Avon is also selling fashion. They're selling those kinds of Tupperware. They look like the ones that one can use as measurement portion control. They have an apple peeler. Ooh, that looks pretty good. And a stainless steel pineapple corer. So check out Avon. And in our Amway store, you can find laundry detergent and Nutrilite and dish detergent and all kinds of various cleaners and nutritional supplements. Amway also has their own line of cosmetics, so please take a look at our website. Let me go directly to their store, to our store. Yeah, that's the page. Okay. And so that wraps up what's new at our stores. Let me head on over to the Blog Talk Radio studio as we are approaching the halfway point of the show, and so it is time to play the halfway point song, which is Moving Right Along.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news, with good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and
sports loose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along,
we'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a master key to show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fuzzy.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, some high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So sadly, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it. You know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
About him later in a training segment, I will put that off, other than to let you know he's here co-hosting with me. Right now he's lying down on the job, taking a little well-deserved doggy rest, should I say. Okay, so now let me talk about some upcoming Cavs Family Enterprises event. Just bear with me as I reach over here for my piece of paper. Okay, we are planning on being at the JC Promotions event at Woodland Park on September 6th. On September 13th, we are also planning to be at the Ridgefield Park. Ridgefield? Is it Ridgefield Park or Ridgefield? One of those towns. Car show, and then on the 20th we will be at Garfield, the Boys and Girls Club, and on October 4th we will be at Garfield Boys and Girls Club. We have confirmed that on October 11th we will be at the Adorno Fathers Fair in Ramsey with a rain date of October 18th. November 1st we will be at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club, which we've kind of Karen and I have kind of established as this is going to be our kind of home base where people will know that they can find us on a regular basis. Then there's a possibility we will be at Jubilee Park in Clifton on November 8th. It depends on the weather, as it's an outdoor event. And then there's a few JC Promotions events. Bergenfield High School, an indoor flea market on November 22nd. On December 6th, they're having an indoor flea market at Hasbrook Heights High School. And on December 13th, back to the Wayne PAL for another indoor flea market for JC Promotions. And then finally, we will close out the season at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club on December 20th. More events may be added, and note that except for the Garfield Boys and Girls Club and the Adorno Fathers Fair, none of these events as of this moment are set in stone. They are tentative projections of where we'll be, and things may change. Okay, so that's some of our updates. Also, we will be having some very new items for sale, including an exclusive item from Entertainment Earth, a Doctor Who timey-wimey wibbly-wobbly necklace, and we have a minimum retail price agreement on that item, so whatever item, whatever pricing I post on it, there is absolutely no deviation from that. It's part of our agreement with Entertainment Earth. We are also receiving some Snoopy Peanuts shopping bags, which I think are pretty cute. And so I will be posting them on eBay or Amazon. I have reposted some items in our Amazon store, which is not fully operational. It just has one item in it at the moment, and not yet sold on selling things on Amazon. Their fees are, to me, seem to be pretty outrageous, even if you go out and you get a store from them. They still charge you fairly significant fees. Okay, so that's about our updates. Let's take a look at some baseball. But before we go into some baseball, let me... It's too long. Let me play some Warren Zevon.
How you gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working? When your fingers are slender and frail? How you gonna get around in this sleazy bedroom town if you don't put yourself up for sale? Where will you go with your scarves and your miracles? Who's gonna send one an inspiring light? You must try it again till you get it right. Baby, you'll end up with someone different every night. All these people with no home to go home to, they'd all like to spend the night with you. Maybe I would too. Tell me how you're gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working and you just can't concentrate and you always show up late. You said you were an actress. Yes, I believe you are. Up all the money with these ponies in this Hollywood bar. These friends of mine in this Hollywood bar. Loneliness and frustration. We both came down with an acute case.
Okay, so that was Warren Devon and the French Inhaler. I'll have to remember to try to upload a better version of that song because of the interruption in the middle of it. Okay, so let's take a look at Can-Am League Baseball. The Rockland Boulders are in first place at the record of 52-27, 6.58 winning percentage. Les Capitales de Quebec are 47-32 and 5 games behind. The New Jersey Jackals at 43-38 are 10 games behind with a 5.31 winning percentage. Les Capitales' winning percentage is 5.95. The Ottawa Champions are in the fourth and final playoff spot at 38-40 with a winning percentage of .487, and they are 13.5 games behind. And the Trois Rivières Eagles are 37-41 with a winning percentage of .474 and are 14.5 games behind. So the fight for that last playoff spot is going to be tight between those two Canadian teams. And the Sussex County Miners are bringing up the rear at 30-47 with a winning percentage of .390. Okay, and a preview of tonight's games, or today's games, in case any of them are during the day. The Sussex County Miners will be facing the Rockland Boulders, a game that I will be attending. Winnipeg Golden Eyes will be playing the Trois Rivières Eagles, and the Garden State Grays are playing the Les Capitales. Tonight, so that's a look at the games coming up today, yesterday's results. The Eagles beat Winnipeg 3-2. The Capitals crushed the Garden State Grays 17-7. The Ottawa Champions beat the New Jersey Jackals 5-2. The Boulders beat the Sussex County Miners 3-1. Okay, let's take a look and see if there are any interesting transactions. Sussex activated Kenny Bryant, infielder. The Jackals released Charlie Thurber. The Jackals also acquired Devontre Richardson from Laredo in exchange for the famous player to be named later. Miners activated Johnny Bludell and placed the aforementioned Kenny Bryant on the disabled list. Let's see, I gotta scroll down a little bit. Let me. And that looks like that's about it since last time. That's new. Okay, so then let's take a look at my fantasy sports teams. Let's get there. On Yahoo. Okay, so let's take a look at the New Jersey Giants in Yahoo Public League 43583. Slowly I walked, step by step, as the PC is not moving terribly fast. Okay, so in this matchup against Ty B's terrific team, currently the New Jersey Giants in that Yahoo Public League are winning 7-1. Against Tybee's is the 12th place team. Last week in Lake 18, we lost 4-6. Let's take a look at the other New Jersey Giants baseball team in Yahoo Public League 145800. Okay, they are trailing the Big Goose team 4-6. Bigger Goose team is in sixth place. Let me take a quick scan, see if I need to make any adjustments. All right. And so then let me take a look at the New Jersey Giants football team. There's probably not much going on there yet, as the draft is not until September 3rd. See if anybody's made any comments out there. In the league overview, we're all set. The league has a full complement of teams. And there are no additional comments by anybody, so let me head back on over to the Blog Talk Radio studio and play you another song. Time to play one for Val.
All I've got. Thanks for the jelly, baby.
And that's for Val. I miss you, bud. I noticed on that clip, it sounds like Ringo's saying, thanks for the jelly babies. for those of you who are Doctor Who fans, you'll understand why that's humorous. Particularly those of you who are fans of the fourth Doctor, the man who said, I not only played the Doctor, I was the Doctor, Tom Baker. Well, I've got a crazy little dog here sitting with me, and he's got his paw under the chair armrest and his head tilting over, so I've got to keep him safe. He's a crazy little dog. He does some goofy little things, and I need to protect him from himself sometimes. Okay, so let's see. What else is there to talk about? We'll talk about training this little dog. For those of you who have seen some of my Facebook pictures, you will see that Mr. Ray has famously torn apart a cage with his teeth and by sheer brute force of poking his face through it. He's got some kind of anxiety issues, evidenced by the fact that he's up here with me because nobody else is home, and he's lying on his back getting a belly rub and is happy as a pig in mud. But I started to try to train him and started to try to teach him how to act and behave appropriately. First of all, this little guy, he's so incredible. He's got a little Shih Tzu body, but his hind legs are all poodle. And they come all the way to the front of his body. He can jump like a son of a gun, and sometimes that's bad for him. He likes to jump up on walls, and he jumps up into doors and things. So we've got a lot of work to do with Mr. Ray, but he's most definitely worth the work. If you see the latest picture I posted on Facebook with Mr. Ray, my little ray of sunshine, you can see him lying on his back with his teeth exposed like he was smiling. He was definitely not a hostile or growling pose. He was very content in those photos. So here's what I've been planning with Ray, what I've tried to do. I've taken a little bit of a drill sergeant approach on some things. We go to doggy boot camp, where we just walk intensely until he gets tired out. Tired and tired and tired. Keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the couple of times that I've done that with him, he's been exhausted and when he's come back in and has been well behaved. The project that I want to work on with him on today and tomorrow is to get him to stay still or relatively still and when I put him into the car in a doggy restraint system. New Jersey has a law that dogs must be restrained while in the car. And so that you understand, the motivation isn't entirely for the dog's benefit, and New Jersey's point of view is that if a dog is loose in the car, it's a distraction to the driver. The few times I've had Ray in an automobile, he likes to roll around and roll around and roll around and roll around. So my plan is to sit with him in the car and not go anywhere until he settles down. And also to try to find a way to make sure that he is restrained well enough that he can't roll and roll and roll and roll. Also, we've been exploring, I purchased a product called a Thunder Shirt, which in theory is wrapped tight around the animal so that they feel more secure and more calm. and he's been in his Crate with the Thunder shirt for an hour or so, and we put I had Karen rub bitter apple on the bars of the crate, which so far has seemed to work, but not for any extended length of time. Also trying to explore the use of webcams so that I can be nearby and monitor his activities and his reactions, because sooner or later he's going to have to be able to manage being on his own. Bless you. Bless you, the little dog sneezed. And he's got to learn. Otherwise, I will have to find other ways of dealing with that, including some natural supplements that are alleged to help give dogs a calming effect. And if worse comes to worse, giving him medication to calm him down. The one thing that is not an option is giving up on the little guy, because he is my little ray of sunshine, and he has brought a great amount of joy to all of our lives. Unlike Val, Ray is a family dog. Val was purely mine. He was my buddy, that's why his loss has hit me so hard. And it's also why it was so important to me to get Ray, and to get Ray as a member of the family, as a dog that belonged to all of us, and who was a responsibility of each and every one of us. Okay, so let me play you a little song before I go into my next topic, which will be around Facebook, the big hot topic that I've been involved in this past few days.
Hey.
segment with Teardrops by George Harrison, because there are a lot of people in the Frontier League, which is a league I had not much knowledge of, still really don't, who are complaining about the Evansville Otters, who apparently are tearing up the league. They had a player on their roster, he's no longer on their roster, who apparently, according to league rules, was not eligible to play in that league. From what I understand, although there is some disputation of this point, is that the league informed the Otters that this player retained his status as a veteran for the following season, and they also approved of his contract. Part of the problem is that the records that were submitted on this player showed a birth date that was incorrect, but, and here's what I consider to be the kicker, the birth date was correct the year before, and his birth date was easily found in a 2-minute search on Yahoo because he had played in affiliated ball. So there are lots of those fans who are of other teams in the Frontier League who are crying that they cheated and that they should be made to forfeit the games that this pitcher appeared in. Whereas to me, on the face of it and on the face of what I have read, the responsibility belongs to the team and the league for not enforcing its rules, and to the league for not investigating the eligibility question. Because, quite frankly, I don't know what purpose leagues have if it is not to enforce their own rules. And so there's been a lot of people who have knowledge of the Frontier League who have been griping about this and calling for the team to forfeit. To me, it appears as though all this fuss is based on a particular bias in one shape or another against the Evansville team. Clearly, they should be sanctioned in some way, but it does not, in my opinion, rise to the level of an offense that they should be forced to forfeit games. The league was, at the very least, complicit in this, and one could put forward an argument that they may have been, the Otters may have been set up for this problem, but they definitely bear some responsibility in that. So that's all a buzz, and it's this controversy has been about for at least 10 days, and the league still has not issued a ruling. So what that kind of indicates to me is that it is not so clear-cut for the league to say that the Otters were clearly wrong in this case. So they're trying to poke around, I assume, about what to do. There was some suggestion that the league would issue a ruling yesterday. And as of this morning, this afternoon, there still is no ruling on that controversy by the league's commissioner's office. And I have also been engaged in a discussion with someone who claims that they are involved with the league. And so I believe that from everything, that the league is at least partially responsible for this mess. And by his own admission, this individual said the rule will have to be looked into, where he claims the league has a rule that the teams are responsible for investigating their players. All right, so that's going to about wrap up the content for this show. Let me start off with closing song number one, Radio Radio by Elvis Costello.
cups that deuce is wild. Three kings in a row. I turn that time into some smile. I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my thing. Brother, don't you know? I told them, boys, there's some mistake. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste some time standing here. I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head. They turned the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go. These are your very last words, sir. Say them nice and slow. My last words on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste some time standing here. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste some time standing here. I gotta go.
Okay, everybody, that's the end of episode 46 of And Now for Something Completely Different. I will probably schedule an episode for tomorrow. It won't be a review show. It will probably be a topical show. I haven't decided on what the topic will be, and there may be a few topics. And have a good day. See you all next time.